Long lines, crying babies, the struggle to tame an overflowing luggage cart. Yes, it's just another day at an airline ticket counter. One airline thinks it's found a way to cut back on the amount of time passengers spend waiting in line. From member station KUOW in Seattle, Phyllis Fletcher has a preview from SeaTac Airport.
Airline travel has changed a lot since Mark Rees first got on a plane in 1967.
One wore a tie to get on an airplane.
On cue, a guy walks by with tiger-striped hair and a metal stud jacket.
Just go look at our passengers out there at the moment and see how life has changed.
Rees runs SeaTac Airport near Seattle. He's seen the many security changes since 9/11, but probably the biggest difference is the sheer volume of people.
In 1970, we had about 4 million passengers, and now 30 million people a year use SeaTac Airport.
This is the sound of waiting in line. You're trapped between the same people for how long? Who knows, while you wait for your turn at the ticket counter.
That long linear ticket counter, that was the same design they had in place for the stagecoach.
Ed White, VP at Alaska Airlines, decided to see if they could design a better system to check in passengers.
We went and visited hospital emergency rooms. We went to hotels. We went to a lot of different businesses to see what they were doing and what they were learning.
What they ended up with looks more like the checkout at the grocery store. No more ticket counter. Instead, when passengers enter the airport, they go to one of several islands, circles of check-in terminals. No more snaking lines. Instead, people organize themselves into smaller lines, just like at the store. And you know how a ticket agent would have to pick up your bag and turn around to put it on a conveyor belt?
They were lifting literally tons every day.
No more of that either. Now you put your bag right on the belt.
That lifting of tons of baggage disappearing eliminates employee injuries.
It all adds up to passengers moving through a lot faster. Two-stop shopping. Pick up your boarding pass, check your bag, and walk straight through to security, which you can see from check-in. Alaska tested the system in Anchorage. One time, 90 cruise passengers were late making their plane. Not only did they make the flight, they all checked in 15 minutes, and the plane left on time. But nobody's saying it'll solve every problem.
Walk to the Alaska ticket counter. They sent me down to Frontier. Frontier sent me back to Alaska. Then they paged me and sent me to the customer service.
Dan Malloy was delayed when his flight was grounded for emergency inspections. Eventually, he got a flight on another airline that got him to South Dakota in time for his cousin's wedding. He says the new equipment sounds good, but the most important thing is that the right people are standing behind it.
I want to deal with customer service agents who are competent and confident and are listening to me. I mean, it seems to me they're not really even paying attention to anything other than the screen in front of them. So,
could the new system help that problem? Maybe. Ed White says it's easy for ticket agents to panic when they see long lines. But he says a system that breaks things down into small lines helps everyone stay calm and focused. Alaska Airlines' new check-in system debuts in Seattle this fall. For NPR News, I'm Phyllis Fletcher in Seattle.